Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Terrence Ross, he's going to keep swinging. He got the three-pointer to go, and the crowd cheers the effort. They know this guy can shoot the rock. He's had a little troublesome night here in his first night in Orlando, but that one goes down, and the Magic lead by 11 again, 91-80.
Up nine or whatever we were in the fourth quarter at home, you should win that game. You know, and that's actually exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? You got to put together a complete game, but you know, in certain situations, you got to step on an opponent when you got them down, and you know, you got to make those plays when you're up. And we didn't do that tonight. That's been the problem with our organization, our franchise, our team, and that's why it's important for these guys. We got to figure this out. These guys got to figure out, you know, how to make those plays.
Bingo. Bingo, bingo, bingo. Magic head coach Frank Vogel last night addressing the media after his team falls to the Portland Trailblazers 112-103. They get outscored 35-18 in the fourth quarter. They allow Damian Lillard to go for 33 points. 17 of those came in the fourth quarter. A myriad of issues down the stretch and still a number of things that need to be addressed with this team, but the Magic falling to the Portland Trailblazers on a night where it looked like for 3.5 quarters, you're playing some pretty good basketball. You were going to be off and running, it looked like. It was going to be a terrific start to these final 24 games of the season. Nice addition in Terrence Ross. Didn't shoot it well, but still, I loved his aggression. I loved his energy. I loved his playmaking ability, which Coach Vogel told us about in practice, and then the wheels fell off. A 25-6 run by the Portland Trailblazers helped put that away, and they take down the Magic again, 112-103. So we're going to talk about mostly today's show will be on trade deadline stuff, the teams that made deals, the teams that didn't, how we see it shaking out, the final 20-plus games of the season, the debut of Boogie Cousins last night, Lou Williams in Houston, some other debuts here tonight, some big names will be in action. Love what OKC did, so we'll run that down, myself and Aaron Berlin, but I think we got to talk about last night. And before we get into the rough stuff and how painful it was to let another one slip away, the Magic did hit 7 threes, so when they hit 5 or more, that means everyone in attendance of last night's game wins free chicken strips from Chick-fil-A. All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your mobile device with the redemption offer in the Magic app into any participating Central Florida location for free chicken strips. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A. Okay, Aaron, I think there's 2 points, and I want to get your thoughts on both of them. I think there's 2 things we need to address. One, the addition of Terrence Ross. We'll touch on that. And number two will be the collapse there in the fourth quarter. But I think Terrence Ross, I think you can see he was aggressive. He wanted to make plays for his team. Probably overly aggressive. Probably shouldn't have shot the ball 17 times. But he did go 4-for-17. He's not going to shoot that poor percentage every time. But he did make plays on the defensive end. I think he had 3 steals. He did show his ability to knock down the long-range shot. I thought his playmaking ability. He only gets credit for 1 assist. But I would say 4 or 5 times he passed the ball to someone right under the basket. Mostly Vooch. A couple times it was Biz, who got fouled. Went to the free throw line. So before we get into everything else, your thoughts, your impressions on Terrence Ross and how he fit in last
night. Yeah, the biggest thing to me, Dante, was exactly what you said. That dude is not scared to take a shot in any
right?
moment. It's, like, he comes down, I think it was in the fourth quarter when the Magic needed a bucket and Portland was making that run, and he just bangs in a 3, and that's something that this Magic team had been missing, and I think over time it's going to help out Evan Fournier. Great. I thought the decision to play him at the 2 instead of the 3 was really interesting, didn't you?
Yeah, at times. You know, he started at the 3 and played a lot of the night there. But, yeah, there were times where you had Mario in at the 3 and you moved Terrence to the 2. And I think you finished with your starting rotation there at the end of the game. But he showed the ability to capitalize at both positions. So I think that's good. You know, there were some mistakes that were made. He's going to continue to learn this team and this system. But overall, I thought not bad. Not bad debut. And I think there's reason for optimism for what this guy can bring as far as part of the core. I think point number 2. What has this team learned from the start of the season till now? as far as everything Coach Vogel has mentioned about the end of a game, not getting tight, continuing to trust the offense, continuing to move the basketball, not going one-on-one. I thought, and again, not to pile it on, and I feel bad making this point, but Aaron Gordon's spin move, fall away shot from the basket that got blocked, at a clutch situation of the game, when Nick Vucevic ended up getting the offensive rebound, I think he got fouled and sent to the line. But that, to me, embodied everything that happened in that fourth quarter. That one play, that one shot. They went away from everything. They abandoned everything, had some costly turnovers, had some shots blocked. Very, very frustrating, very disappointing that they couldn't capitalize on the energy in the building, the momentum, the lift from Terrence Ross, that they couldn't put it together to close out that game last night. That was very frustrating, and I thought Coach Vogel, you heard his clip at the beginning of the show, did a perfect job of encapsulating everything that happened. But Coach Vogel has been in their ear how to close out games, what to do at the end of a game, and I just don't know that they've gotten that message.
Yeah, and Dante, the frustrating thing, you and I talked about this last night when we were planning today's show. You know, you kind of look at where Nick Vucevic's shot selections were in that third quarter, and I think midway through the third, he had like 18 shots, and he finishes the game with 20. I mean, that just goes to everything that you said. You know, they went away from everything that was working. Nick Vucevic had a tough night shooting the basketball. I mean, but at the same time, he was the only one making shots for you, and they kind of just completely go away from him in the fourth.
I don't get that, and it's happened all year. Anybody that's had the hot hand, doesn't matter. Every single one of them goes one-on-one and wants to win the game on their own, and it has not worked once. it's maddening. So I think you're back to the drawing board as far as that goes, and that's been the message. That's what Coach Vogel has preached all year. And you got a guy that's hot, you don't feed him the basketball, and you continue to go away from what got you the lead. That was a very winnable game. That's a game you should have won. Now, credit Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers. They picked it up defensively. They made huge plays. And a little insult to injury, Mo Harkless makes two big shots in the fourth quarter, especially that three from the corner to kind of help put that one on ice. So a bunch of mistakes, again, leads to the Magic falling. But 23 games left. You're now 21 and, what, 39?
Yeah.
And you gotta find a way, or 21 and I think 37. So you gotta find a way to 21-38. Sorry, right?
There
split
we go.
The difference.
There we go.
21-38 with
that's
23
Kansas math for you, Dante.
23 games to go, and that's if nothing else. If you win one more game the rest of the way, and you do it playing the right way, moving the basketball, doing everything Coach Vogel has asked you to do at the end of a at the end of game situations, I'll take it. I'll take it. Just give me one.
And, just one win.
Give me one. Doing it the right way, and I will take it. But no, hopefully they can move on from that because it's tough to see. You could see it coming. They get tight. It's one on one. It's too much forcing the issue, and you get away from what got you there, and that's been that has not been a good recipe for success for this year. So again, as we know, the trade deadline was yesterday. The Magic electing to stand pat. Aaron, I thought that was interesting. I was of the impression they would make another move or two. I thought maybe some more of those tweaks were coming, but I got to think. I mean, we know he was feverishly working the phone lines, making calls, answering calls, and I got to think there was nothing. And I agree. You don't do a deal just to do a deal, and I don't think that was worth it. And I do like the idea of keeping this core nucleus together. Let's finish out this season, see what they've got. These 23 games, give them another training camp. You add a couple pieces with your two first round draft picks this summer. And who knows where those end up, and you might have some more exciting talent added to that. But it did kind of surprise me that a move wasn't made.
Yeah, and Dante, to me, the thing was, you know, the rhetoric leading up to it was how aggressive they were going to be. But at the same time, you know, you're right. If a deal isn't advantageous for you now or in the future, then you don't need to do it. I have no doubt in my mind that they tried everything that they could do to make something happen. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't benefit you now and in the future, you have no need to do it, nor should you have a desire to do it.
No reason to do it. And if you know, there were rumors out there about Reggie Jackson, rumors out there about DeMarcus Cousins. You don't know what's true. You don't know what's not. But that's another decision, too. You get a guy that maybe has tremendous talent, but do you want that kind of a personality? And I think there were a lot of decisions that had to go into, again, not saying that those were true or that those were even possibilities, but if it was, there's a lot of factors that go into it, not just the player, but, you know, kind of what comes with it. And anyway, I it was a surprise just because I thought there might be something available that they'd be able to pull off, but didn't go that way. They elect to stand pat, and this is what we've got. got the final 23 games. And hey, hopefully we play hard. I love the energy they had last night. I thought that was fantastic. Just the end of games. And for anyone that thinks we need to tank, we need to lose games on purpose and that sort of thing, last night is the reason why that's not the case. That's kind of, you know, you haven't had any success the last 4.5 years. You need at some point to learn how to win. And they haven't learned yet, clearly. Last night was a perfect example of that. And we have to overcome that hurdle before we move on and continue to add pieces to this young core. Okay, so that's it. That sums up kind of everything with last night's game, the addition of Terrence Ross. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some of the other moves that were made, some of the teams that elected to stand pat as well. We're talking trade deadline and how it projects for the rest of the season here. Who do you like and who do you not? Not a lot of activity. Certainly not as much as we expected, but we'll break it all down here for you. And Magic fans, it's never too early to score tickets for the 2017-18 season. For a limited time only, you can see every Magic game all season long for only $50 per month with the Fast Break Season Pass. From October to April, catch every dunk, every team, and every NBA superstar during the 17-18 season. The number to call, 407-89-MAGIC, to purchase the Fast Break Season Pass now. That's 407-89-MAGIC. Back in a moment. Magic Drive Time on 96.9 The Game.
Introducing an all-new Orlando Magic Fast Break Pass, the Papa John's Buzzer Beater. Sign up online, get texts, and buy last-minute Magic tickets at the best prices, all from your smartphone, all season long.
Blocked by Vucevic. Big right hand said nope. Knocked it away from him. Never got to the rim.
It's easy. It's free. It's pure magic. The Papa John's Buzzer Beater. The best pass for Orlando Magic basketball. Sign up now at orlandomagic.com/buzzerbeater.
I mean, yeah, we lost it, so, I mean, sure. I believe we lost it, but this... frustrating, when you thought we played pretty well for most of the game. We made good runs, especially in that fourth quarter. We're up a lot, and once you give it away like that, it's frustrating. You got to learn, to do a better job with the lead and not let teams get back into it to control the game better, because it was in our hands. We just doing a good job of controlling it to the end.
You know what Vooch needs to say? Can I get some help on the perimeter? Can somebody at some point this year keep their guy in front of them so I'm not always running at a point guard in the fourth quarter? That number one. And number two, can someone get me the basketball so I'm not taking two shots with the game on the line in the fourth quarter? Let's spread it around. I had a pretty good 3.5 quarters. I killed Portland in my career. Let's have a little awareness here. I've got it going, and I could be a weapon for us here in the fourth quarter down the stretch. So, but to his point, he didn't. He bit his tongue, and again, another tough loss. Magic fans, our friends at Chase are here to help your life become pure magic. During the 2016-17 season, use your Chase card at the Orlando Magic team store at Amway Center to purchase $100 or more of Orlando Magic merchandise, and you'll receive an exclusive 16-ounce corksicle canteen courtesy of Chase. Each day has a different themed corksicle, so be sure to collect them all. The Magic will be in action tomorrow against Dwight Howard in the Atlanta Hawks. We hit the air at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. Okay, so there you go. That's what we have in store for you there. As far as around the association, I want a couple of things I want to highlight here, AB. And number one, very surprising to me that the Boston Celtics stood pat. I know I shouldn't be surprised. Danny Ainge values those draft picks, hasn't done a whole lot the last couple of years, certainly at the trade deadline. But going into tonight, they are 37-20. They're 3.5 games behind the Cleveland Cavaliers. They're 2 games ahead of the Washington Wizards. So they have a pretty good chance of latching on to number two in the Eastern Conference. You know Kevin Love for the next, 4 or 5 weeks. They don't know when J.R. Smith is going to come back. There could be an opportunity to catch Cleveland in the loss column. Do you want to make a run? What, as far as, how far could you potentially go? But either way, you want to latch on a second. You want to hold on to that as well and hopefully get to the Eastern Conference Finals and where you'll have to go to Cleveland. But to me... the rumors of Jimmy Butler, the rumors of Paul George. And I agree. I don't know that I give up a pick to acquire Jimmy Butler. I don't know that I would have done that because I don't know that Jimmy Butler gets you past the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't know that Paul George does either. But I think if you have a chance to give up a pick and acquire Paul George, I think you do it. I think Paul George gives you a fighting chance to get past the Cleveland Cavaliers. Don't know that he was available. Don't know how much went into that. But Danny Ainge has a ton of assets. I think he definitely does something on trade night. He assesses who's there, who he's going to get, who he, you know, and I like that he hasn't crippled the team moving forward. They've got tremendous options, youth movement and all that going forward. But you've also got kind of a small window with Isaiah Thomas and Al Horford, and I was very surprised they didn't add a piece yesterday.
Yeah, because you have to remember, eventually you're going to have to pay Isaiah Thomas. Jay Crowder's on a very right. team-friendly contract. Al Horford's only going to age. And you know, when you kind of think about the two between Paul George and Jimmy Butler, Zach Lowe had a fantastic piece yesterday about how those two would have fit into their system. And Paul George is much more plug-and-play with everything that they want to do. And not only that, he's much more friendlier to play with Al Horford and Isaiah Thomas. But at the same time, it goes exactly back to what you say. You know, you can mortgage those picks now, and then you can look at what you have in 2 weeks or 2 years or 4 years from now, and it's not going to be as pretty because you're going to value, or those picks are so highly valued that you're going to give them away. And then in the 2020s, you're not going to be as competitive as you can be, you know?
Yeah. And the other part of that is they've won 11 of 13, you know? Yeah. So maybe you're thinking, we got some nice mojo. Sometimes those picks don't, those trades don't always work. You try to mess with what you've got and this chemistry. And Isaiah Thomas is the best player in the NBA in the fourth quarter right now. He's one of the hottest players in the league overall. And who knows? Maybe you catch lightning in a bottle and maybe Love doesn't come back and you think you can get past them. But and that was my surprise. What was your biggest surprise from trade deadline
well,
day?
Well, just one quick thing on that. To me, they're also going to have opportunities in free agency, so they didn't have to give up that pick either.
True.
But to me, the biggest surprise was just the fact that Paul George was even available. I mean, that's a guy that
right.
Indiana, like three
right.
weeks ago, was saying no way he's available and no way should they trade him. He's far too valuable of a player. I think anytime you have a top 10 player in the league, Dante, and we've seen this, you know, when we traded away Dwight Howard, just how long it takes to get back there. Boston's not all the way back there yet. Some teams like Philadelphia, they've been rebuilding for years, aren't all the way back there. But to me, the fact that he was available and the fact that some of the teams that were reported to make runs at him, including Atlanta
right.
and then Denver, those two teams shocked me.
How about Magic Johnson? The thought of Magic Johnson and Larry Bird trying to work
oh my
a deal.
God.
Was that amazing? And it kind of my hair stood up on the top of my head when I saw Magic trying to acquire Paul George, and I said, "Oh boy, here we go." And then you realize it's Magic Johnson. But you're right. To think of those two trying to put a deal together is kind of amusing to me. But yes, that was a surprise that he even was available. But I also, you know, knowing what I think I know about Larry Bird. You're crazy to not at least throw it out there and see what
yeah.
you can get for him. And if someone's willing to give you everything. But boy, Paul George didn't like it. He called it a dark time in his life. Didn't like being in the dark. Didn't like thinking he might be traded. That may have started to seal the end of him wanting to be there in Indiana. I thought that was very interesting, his comments. You better talk that situation through because I don't think he's too happy. Because I think, to your point, he was pretty shocked that
yeah.
he was available yesterday as well. Lou Williams, in his debut for the Houston Rockets last night,
fantastic.
Puts up 27 points. How impressive was that? He fits in perfectly with the Houston Rockets, the second highest scoring team in the NBA, third best team in the Western Conference, and they just add Lou Williams, who goes for 27 points. He's going to launch a bunch of threes. They're going to break every three-point record ever conceived. Unbelievable what they did last night. I think they attempted 91 shots in the game. 51 of them were threes. We are getting to a point where the Houston Rockets at some point will start attempting more threes than actual twos. The only problem, I think, they don't have trouble scoring. I don't
no.
think they needed to add scoring. He's the perfect guy for that team, fits the system, the whole deal. They need defense at some point. At
yeah.
some point, if they want to get anywhere in the Western Conference, they need defense, and they didn't add that yesterday.
No, because the Pelicans still shot 41% from the floor, but they only shot 19% from three in that game. But look at that. Look at their bench, though, Dante. They had four different guys in double figures. I mean, to me, they're the only team
right.
offensively that can probably hang with Golden State, right?
Did you like Boogie Cousins? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, offensively, yes. It's going to be that in Cleveland to some extent because they can shoot the three as well. But I think they need a defense if they want to get somewhere in the postseason. And I don't know that they got that much better defensively. Adding Lou Williams, Boogie Cousins. Did you like that? Did you like what you saw?
It was okay. They're going to have a tough time figuring out those two big guys together. Well, he had 27. I think AD had 29. But the problem is nobody else on that team gives them anything.
That's the problem.
They have to find a scoring guard that can help those two at some point.
And Drew Holiday's got to be Drew Holiday. They need him to step up and emerge, and they need Etuan Moore to knock down shots. They need some of these guys to hit shots for them. Buddy Hield looked pretty good. He had 16 points in his Sacramento Kings debut. Everyone commented how much fun it was last night in Sacramento. They defeat the Denver Nuggets. It's now the Portland Trailblazers are a game back. The Sacramento Kings are two games back. I don't think anybody thought Sacramento would be able to make a run. So that gets very interesting, that race that's taking place there. I think for me, the last thing that really stood out was OKC. I cannot believe, I have no idea what Chicago was doing. I have no clue where the Chicago Bulls are heading and what they were trying to accomplish. They sent Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott in a 2018 second-round pick to OKC for Cameron Payne, Joffrey Laverne, and Anthony Morrow. Where are you trying to go if you are the Chicago Bulls? You just want to unload Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott that badly? I mean, number one, I would love to have had Dougie Bucket somehow, but I what a tremendous pickup. Russell Westbrook needed help, and to me, they got it with those two guys.
Does OKC just have spy footage on every GM in the league or something like that? Because when you look at some of the deals that they make, it's like, how do they get him for what they give up? Cameron Payne wasn't even in their rotation, was he?
No, and Laverne spot minutes, and Anthony Morrow, he's a great three-point shooter, but I wouldn't surprise me if he gets bought out and waived here at some point. So that's a guy, and Anthony Morrow is the kind of guy you add if you need that three-point shooter. You're like a Cleveland Cavaliers. You're trying to make a big postseason push down the run, and you Golden State Warriors, just a guy that can come in occasionally and knock down a three. But tremendous job by the Oklahoma City Thunder, adding Doug McDermott, a young guy that can continue to learn and grow in that system, and Taj Gibson, who is an absolute bull. That's exactly the kind of guy that I would want to have if I'm them going into the postseason. So there you go. There's a quick capsule of what happened yesterday at the trade deadline and where we sit. So the Magic will be back in action tomorrow. They'll host Dwight Howard and the Atlanta Hawks. We hit the air at 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. And I love it, Aaron, because it's always a hostile environment when D12 comes back to O-Town.
Yeah, that should be a lot of fun. It's always fun when he's back in town, right?
Yeah, it sure is. And hopefully we can put it together. And that's it. Just give me that. Just put it together. Learn how to close out games and find a way to win. We got to find a way to learn to win here down the stretch, these final 23. That'll do it for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday night.